Rob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, do you think Australians care enough about energy efficiency?
The question for me isn't whether Australians care or don't care. They shouldn't have to care about energy efficiency. So, if we look around the world, our energy systems in Australia are really just focused on energy supply. We don't think about it. You know, most households in Australia don't have to think too much about the poles and wires. And that's the energy system takes care of that, and we pay our energy bills to make sure that happens. In most other countries in the world, what they're doing is they're also going, yep, our job is to manage the energy system, including helping households and businesses get more out of every unit of energy. We're not doing that in Australia.
Well, a recent report from the Energy Efficiency Council stated that if we adopt Germany's energy measures, we would save around $800 on annual household energy bills. What kind of measures are we looking at?
Yeah, so there's two different figures in the report. The first is that that's actually how much German households are saving right now. So they're saving $800 a year off their home and their car energy bills through energy efficiency policies. In Australia, if we adopted sensible measures to reduce just home and business energy efficiency, it would cut bills by $7.7 billion every year. And then if we did work in transport efficiency, so minimum standards for new cars that come into Australia, we'd be saving well over $25 billion over the next 20 years. So some really substantial savings. Mm. In terms of the kind of policies that we're talking about, so the first is that there's a lot of appliances that are regulated overseas, so they make sure that when you go and buy a new appliance in the store, they make sure overseas that there's a minimum energy efficiency for those appliances. In Australia, we only do that for a few appliances. It's about 21, whereas in the US or in China, it's over 40. So they have twice as many appliances that they make sure are doing a good job for consumers. Another thing is making sure that households have an energy efficiency rating when you go and buy a house, so you can kind of tell in advance how efficient it is. That's all. It's not forcing anybody to upgrade their homes. It's just saying, yep, when you buy or sell it, you'll be able to find out how efficient it is at the point of sale. And then it's helping businesses to improve their energy efficiency by going in and giving them advice and helping them implement energy management systems, which are just common practice overseas.
So we're not comparing too well to other countries, it seems.
That's right. So an assessment of the world's largest energy users placed Australia last out of developed countries. So, you know, we're behind places like China, India, Korea, the whole of Europe and the US. So really, we are a long way behind most developed countries and quite a long way behind some of the major emerging economies like China and India.
Right, that's not a good look for Australia. Well, it seems that being more energy efficient would be highly beneficial for us. Why has Australia been so slow to hop on board with this?
I think there's two reasons. So the first is that energy used to be really cheap in Australia. So if you remember back 10 years ago, electricity was a lot cheaper and gas was a hell of a lot cheaper. So we've had extraordinary rises in the price of electricity and gas due to some pretty bad politics at the federal level, if we're quite honest, and some poor regulation in the electricity space. And so it used to be 10 years ago that people didn't need to worry about it too much, but now they really do because their energy bills have jumped up so much. So that's the first reason. And I think the second reason is just really a failure to understand some really basic ideas around energy management. So when I spoke to experts in other countries over the last few years, it took me a while to realize that they see energy management differently. So in Australia, we think, okay, our job is, as you know, the government is to make sure that we just have to make sure electrons come to the house, and then it's up to households and businesses to work out how to use that energy as smartly as possible. In other countries, they look at it differently. They say, we need to make sure we meet households and businesses' needs for heating and cooling. What combination of energy supply and better appliances and buildings will help people meet their needs at lowest cost.
Well, what has the government done to help address this, though?
The current government federally has not done very much at all, but the state governments are starting to really step up. New South Wales has been a real leader in energy efficiency for quite some time, and the ACT government has been doing a hell of a lot, and we've also seen some action in Victoria and South Australia. So states are really starting to step up in this space, they still have a long way to go, but I think they're really showing leadership at the moment. At the federal level, there are some good policies, but there's some really big gaps compared to what we have in other countries.
Well, hopefully we can have these gaps filled, because it seems like a very big disparity between Australia and every other country in the world.
Yeah, no, it's really shocking. When I had to go and speak at a couple of conferences a few years ago overseas, and just talking to other countries about how they thought about this issue made me realize how far behind we actually are. And that's not just my impression. You know, the International Energy Agency has rated Australia's rate of improving its energy efficiency as amongst the worst in the world. So we've had multiple reports now telling us that Australia's a long way behind on this issue, and that's genuinely costing every household huge amounts on their energy bill.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for your time. Really appreciate it.